Welcome to the Ohio High School Athletic Association Girls Basketball State Tournament. Let's go courtside to the Jerome Schottenstein Center in Columbus for this state tournament game on the OHSAA Radio Network.
From the Jerome Schottenstein Center on the campus of Ohio State University, it's the 43rd annual State High School Girls Basketball Tournament. And our second Division IV state semifinal is on deck. It's the number one team in the state, Waterford, ready to take on number four, Minster. Hi again, everybody. Todd Bell with you courtside. We'll be joined by Kristen Roni and Jackie Winden here throughout our pregame. Earlier today in our first Division IV semifinal, it was Ottoville defeating Buckeye Central by a score of 44-25. Ottoville will be playing for its first ever the Girls State Basketball Championship. They are sitting back and watching now as Waterford and Minster will take the stage here in Columbus. Coming up, we'll be discussing Minster and Waterford. We'll be hearing from Kristen and Jackie. All of that is on the other side of this break as you're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Student athletes are unique, and so are their sports injuries. They need a level of expertise found only at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Our sports medicine experts offer something adult care providers can't, a complete understanding of the student-athlete at 8 convenient locations across Central Ohio. To get your student-athletes back in the game and keep them there, start by visiting nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine for more information. That's nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want to edge on your competition? Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk that provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association State Championships are the pinnacle of every high school season.
The Wayne Warriors have won their first ever state championship.
He's going to get it easily. Touchdown. Shoots and scores.
The OHSAA Radio Network brings you the play-by-play call for the football state championships and the state tournaments in girls and boys basketball, baseball, and softball.
We are live at Huntington Park.
This will not show up on the stat sheet, but Jocelyn Meyer to set a little screen allowed her teammate to get open. Great job.
They get it to McIntyre. Quick out on the baseline to Hoop, and she knocks it down.
Shooters are shooters, and they're capable of knocking them down at any time.
Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Steichman, has it behind the back. Throw to first. He got it.
Over 50 stations, thousands of listeners, and countless memories from OHSAA championships.
This is Paul Keels.
This is David Wilson.
This is Todd Bell.
This is Scott Leo.
This is Michael Regai.
This is Todd Walker.
You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
How do you respect the game? Log on to OHSAA.org/RTG.
Second Division IV state semifinal coming up between Waterford and Minster. For the Minster Wildcats, they come in with a record of 24-3. They actually lost 3 out of 5 games in the early portions of the second half of their season. But down the stretch, they certainly cruised. They ended up outscoring their tournament opponents by 19-plus points. They beat New Knoxville, New Bremen, Fort Recovery, New Madison Tri-Village, and Fort Loramie to get here to this state semifinal. They're out of the Midwest Athletic Conference. Yep, the Mighty Mac. They've come away with a couple of state championships. Their last, though, came all the way back in 2004. Their last time, Kristen, they were in a state semifinal was back in 2010. But here they are today, and a lot of teams really like this basketball team in spite of having 3 losses and taking on the number one team. But as you look at them defensively today, they're going to have their hands full with Waterford.
Absolutely. So many high-quality players. It's not often that you face a team that has 3 All-Ohioans. So they're just going to have to not get upset when those girls score. They just have to force them to take difficult shots, which in turn will make Waterford have a difficult time today.
Offensively for them, they're led by second-team All-Ohioan Courtney Frenger, average over 11.5 points at 6'2". She's going to have a big day today.
Absolutely. She's a really fun player to watch. Kind of does it on both ends as a Xavier commit, so she's going to be continuing her playing career collegiately. Really look for her to have a big impact on this game.
All right, we'll have more in our pregame as we will come back after these messages from your local station. We'll look at Waterford after this. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Journey. Devil.
Schottenstein Center, August 22nd. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Rock music icons. Journey. Def Leppard. For VIP packages and more, visit JourneyMusic.com and DefLeppard.com.
Hi, I'm Gavin DeGraw for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. In less time than it takes to play your favorite tune, someone will be killed or injured in an alcohol-related crash. If you party, plan ahead. Designate before you celebrate. Sad stories make great songs, but happy endings make bitter lives. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Only one half of 1% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball on their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Second Division 4 state semifinal is coming up here on the OHSAA radio network as Minster will take on Waterford. This number one ranked Waterford Wildcat team, they came in no trouble throughout the early stages of the tournament. Didn't have to have a close 5-point win against Fairfield Christian in their regional tournament, but they won those tournament games by an average of 30 points per game. They come from southeastern Ohio down in Washington County right along the river. Members of the Tri-Valley Conference that they won, they have been no strangers to coming here to this state tournament, as this is now their fourth consecutive year, 15, 16, 17, and 18. They were champions back in 2016, runners-up in 2015, and then last year. This is an extremely experienced bunch of young ladies, very familiar names for this team, and you're expecting them to kind of be an up-tempo, get-up-and-down-the-floor type of team today.
Yeah, I think what they're going to do here is to really try and push the pace, try and limit the touches that Taylor Coggy and Courtney Pranger get from Minster, because when they're able to do that, it forces Minster out and puts them in an uncomfortable position. So I think Waterford, a big key is to push the ball early on and see if they can get easy looks.
I think we saw how experience paid off in our first game today for Ottoville, a team that was no stranger to this stage, and an inexperienced Buckeye Central group. We kind of have the same theme playing here in this semifinal.
Mm-hmm. With Allie Kern, Division 4 Player of the Year, Megan Ball, a first-team All-Ohioan, those are two players. I remember watching them their freshman year and thinking to myself, that's a very skilled freshman class. And here they are 4 years later, four consecutive trips to the state tournament.
You have a couple of teams here in Waterford averaging just under 59 points a game. Minster right around 52. Minster allows 33, and Waterford allows just 26 points per game. Sometimes I just feel like the defenses, though, typically come out on top. Do you expect a lower scoring game here in this one or a higher one?
For me, I think we'll definitely see a higher pace game just because of the Waterford trying to prevent Minster touches. I'm sure they're going to be pushing the ball a little bit, which will just lend itself to a faster pace game. But you can certainly guarantee that both these teams know how to sit down and play defense if it needs to come to that.
All right, we've got more on this pregame between Minster and Waterford. Ottoville is waiting in the wings. They'll take on the winner of this game. We'll hear from our third member of our crew, Jackie Winden, when we come back from these messages from your local station. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Special guests, Dustin Lynch,
I'm seeing red.
Chase Bryant, and Lindsay L. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. Brad Paisley. Tickets are on sale now.
We have learned that 1 in 5 teens abuse prescription medications not prescribed to them that can lead to serious addictions. This is Governor John Kasich. Drugs are destroying our communities and taking futures away from our young people. That is why safety partners like the Ohio State Highway Patrol and the Ohio National Guard have joined forces to give our young folks 5 Minutes for Life, a program dedicated to reducing drug use among Ohio teens. Learn more about the program at facebook.com/5 Minutes for Life.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Division 4 state semifinal game coming up here between 26-1 Waterford and 24-3 Minster, as both teams out here on the floor making their way towards their respective benches, and our national anthem coming up in a few moments. Jackie Winden is the third member of our broadcast team here today. And Jackie, there's kind of an interesting coaching circle over there on that bench in the sideline for the Minster Wildcats.
Todd, there sure is. This is a team that has not been here since 2010, but when they were, Nan Stechschulte was the head coach, and she has rejoined the team after a year absence now as the assistant. But during their runs in the 90s and into the 2000s, head coach Mike Weiss was also on her staff as the assistant. So he just moves 18 inches down, he says, to take over the program. But he also has a great deal of success on the baseball diamond. Coming off of a state championship season in 2017, his team's also won in 11-12. So while this is some uncharted water for them as a basketball program, he's a veteran coach that knows how to win state championships no matter what the sport.
Kristen, it's been interesting over the past couple of years. You're starting to see head coaches retire. And they go, oh, this stinks. And then they end up back on the bench as an assistant coach where they can still get their hands involved, yet maybe not have all that responsibility.
Yeah, I'm sure when that retirement hits, you realize how much the relationships with the girls and the players mean to you. And you want to get back involved, but you maybe don't want all that administrative work. So that's just something. It allows you, again, to continue to be involved, but just not quite at that same level.
Yeah, but what an invaluable amount of experience that you end up with then on the sideline when you get a successful head coach back on your bench.
Absolutely. Similar to how Kettering Alder down in the southwest part of the area state, they have co-head coaches. Mm-hmm. So when you have two coaches that have that head coaching experience, invaluable for your team.
All right, both teams have made their way to their respective benches. The fans are settling in as we've got this Division IV state semifinal game number 2. Ottoville, the winner over Buckeye Central a little bit earlier today. First, or just the second of 4 games here on the OHSAA radio network. Coming up later tonight at 6 and 8 o'clock, it'll be the 2 Division III state semifinals. Divisions 2 and 1 will come your way tomorrow. And again, we have them all right here on the OHSAA radio network and streaming live at MySpectrumSports.com. All right, let's go down courtside now. Asia Curry is standing by as she's going to have our national anthem here prior to game number 2.
Honor of America, we ask everyone attending today to stand. Gentlemen, remove your caps. And veterans, hand salute, covered or uncovered, for the singing of our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. Here to perform today's national anthem is one of the many Ohio students who excelled in more than athletics. Asia Curry is a student at Van Buren High School, and she's the daughter of Danae Curry.
So proud.
Asia Curry with our national anthem. Waterford, a one-time state champ. Minster, a two-time state champion. When we come back, one of them's going to play their way into a state championship game. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want to edge on your competition? Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk that provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, drive the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Only one half of 1% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
The following is a broadcast presentation of the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
The OHSA Radio Network would like to welcome those listening across the state and around the world on our great affiliates that include Akron's WHLO 640 AM, WMTR 96.1 FM in Archbold, Athens WATH 970 AM and WXTQ 105.5 FM. MBUSIRIS WQEL 92.7 FM and WBCO 1540 AM. WHBC 1480 AM in Canton. In Cleveland, WINT 1330 AM. Dover's WJER 1450 AM. WFIN 1330 AM in Findlay. Fostoria's WFOB 1430 AM. WWSR 93.1 FM in Lima. Maslin's ESPN 990 WTIG. WJAW 100.9 FM in McConnellsville, Millersburg's WKLM 95.3, WOBL 107.7 FM in Oberlin, Ottawa's WZOQ 97.1 FM, in Portland, Indiana, WPGW 100.9 FM and 1440 AM, WNXT 1260 AM in Portsmouth, Toledo's WTOD 1470 AM and 106.5 FM, WNIO 1390 AM in Youngstown, and Zanesville's WHIZ 1240 AM. And everyone on the OHSAA Radio Network as well, as broadcasts are available on OHSAA.org on your computer and mobile device. Let's get to the starting lineups. First off, for the fourth-ranked team, the Minster Wildcats. They will start like this today. Allie Fisher, a 5'8"-inch senior, averaging 4.5 points and 3.5 assists per game. Ivy Wolf, a 5'8"-inch freshman, averaging 9.7 points and 2.5 assists. Taylor Kogi, a 6'2" senior, averaging 7 points and 4.2 rebounds. Courtney Prager, second-team All-Ohioan, 6'2" junior, averaging 11.5 points and 6.7 rebounds. And Damaris Wolf, a 5'9" junior, averaging 8.1 points and 2.1 assists per game. For Waterford, they will start like this afternoon. Hannah Duff, a 5'4" senior, averaging 3.5 points per game. Rachel Adams, honorable mention All-Ohio, 5'7" junior, averaging 9.9 points and 2.2 assists. Megan Ball, a first-team All-Ohioan, averaging a 5'11" senior, and she is averaging 14.3 points and 6 rebounds a game. Division IV Player of the Year, Allie Kern, 5'10 senior, averaging 14 points, just over 7 rebounds a game. And Haley Duff, 5'7" senior, averaging 4.6 points and 3 rebounds per game. The coaching matchup for Minster, Mike Wiss, a second-year head coach, a record of 48-6. And for Waterford, Jerry Close in his 13th season with a record of 287-49. Minster, 24-3, winners of their last 10, 12 of their last 14. They defeated Fort Loramie 48-28, 44-28 in their regional final. Waterford, 26-1, lost their first game of the year, ran the table after that. They were a 47-42 winner over Fairfield Christian in the regional final. Winner of this will play Ottoville in Saturday morning's Division IV state championship game at 10:45. Crowd has filed in. Great showing by the Minster fans on the far side. And over our left shoulder, another sea of green. Waterford back here to our left. Glad I had to point out to you that if Waterford wins, they would play Ottoville. Both teams are green. It'll be St. Patrick's Day on Saturday.
Should be a lot of green in here.
I figured you already had your outfit picked out for Saturday and everything.
Ironically, it is a green shirt.
Yeah, me too. mine all set aside, all ready to go for Saturday in the state championship game. I just can't get over the experience of this Waterford team reading over these days. It's like I've been doing this for years with this group of players. It would be hard to think that they wouldn't advance here today, but you know Minster, everybody likes them. They're going to give them a heck of a contest here today.
Yeah, you can guarantee this is going to be a just extremely competitive game. Waterford with the Rachel Adams, Megan Ball, Allie Kurt, we've been saying these names for 4 years straight. And for these seniors, I'm sure they want to come out and put a good showing for their last high school game.
The officials for our second game today, Heather Hurd from Westlake, Troy Denifield from Akron, and Tim Bushner also from Akron. Anthony Perito out of Dublin is our alternate official. Prior to the tip-off of today's game, let's pause and allow our local stations an opportunity to identify themselves on the OHSAA Radio Network. Minster will be the visiting team today. They'll be in the traveling black uniforms, orange numerals and lettering trimmed in white with alternating white, orange, and black striping down the side. The home team on the scoreboard, the Wildcats of Waterford, home white uniforms with green numerals and lettering trimmed in black with a little green striping on the bottom of the shorts. It'll be Megan Ball for Waterford in the center circle, Courtney Prenger for Minster. Division IV state semifinal game number 2 is underway. Megan Ball will tip it into the backcourt, run down by Haley Duff, and Waterford going left to right will have the game's first possession. It'll be Hannah Duff into the front court, bounces it into the left wing for Rachel Adams. Adams along the sideline will work her way down towards the corner. Will she hand it off to Haley Duff on top? Hannah Duff, who will move it right with a pass to Megan Ball. Ball out here on the three-point line. Cross-court now to Allie Kern. Down to the corner for Adams. She'll drive along the baseline. Double-team there. Kicks it back out where it'll be grabbed by Hannah Duff. Duff will hand it off to Adams over on the left wing. 30 seconds in. Now Adams out on top for Haley Duff. Over here to the right for Hannah Duff. Out beyond the three-point line. Man-to-man here by Minster. And now Duff will hand it off here to Rachel Adams over on the right. Dribbles her way towards the top of the key and hands it off to Megan Ball. She'll drive down the lane, got to the rim, a little strong off the window, and it'll be rebounded by Courtney Prenger. Here come the Minster Wildcats back the other way. Good look inside. Coggy will put it up off the glass, and it's rebounded there by Kern. Quick outlet ahead, grabbed by Ball, takes it all the way down to the left baseline. Out on top, Duff will try a three. That one barely glanced off the rim and went out of bounds. And with 6:55 to play in the opening quarter, it'll be Minster basketball.
Waterford very fortunate there that Minster wasn't able to get that fast break layup. They need to make sure they're getting back on defense.
A little full court pressure here, man-to-man by Waterford. The inbounds will come to Ivy Wolf. She'll be challenged by Hannah Duff, but Wolf will bring it into the front court here. Now Wolf will go off to the right-hand side to start their offense. Now coming up the three-point line, it's Damaris Wolf. Hands it off now for Coggy. Here to the left-hand side for Ivy Wolf. She'll dribble all the way into the paint. Scoops it with a left hand and left it short. Rebound fell into the hands of Wolf, who lays it in. Or I beg your pardon, Taylor Coggy lays it in. And Minster scores the first points of the game.
Mm-hmm. Right place, right time. That happens when you pursue the basketball aggressively. Sometimes you just get lucky, and she was able to find herself in a good position there.
And a duff out on top coming right for Rachel Adams. 6-12 to play first quarter. Adams will go on top now for Megan Ball. Ball squares to the basket, looks inside, nothing available. Still looking, now hits Kern over here in the right wing. Kern will left-hand dribble it to the foul line, hands it off to Adams, left side for Duff, down to Haley Duff. Now back out to Hannah Duff here. We'll have it out between the circles. Now Hannah will go over to Haley over on the left side in front of the Minster bench, dribbles to the foul line, spins back down the lane, tried to force a pass that went off the leg of Ivy Wolf, and it's picked up there by Coggy. Pass ahead for Wolf. She'll gather it up and slow it down, and Minster with a 2-0 lead will set up their offense.
Really sticky defense by Minster so far.
Inside, pass will go to Prenger. She's double-teamed, and then Kern will step in front of a passing lane and steal it. Allie down the floor with the right hand, got fouled, and will go to the line after she got decked pretty hard from behind, and the first foul of the game will go against Minster.
And a good anticipation by Allie. She was able to read the offense eyes and was able to just shoot the passing lane, get an easy fast break where she was able to get fouled and go to the free throw line.
Damaris Wolf picked up the foul. Allie Kern, 74% from the free throw line, steps up. First free throw hits off the back of the rim. And our first substitution of the game, Jessica Falk, a 5'8 junior for Minster, averaging 4 points a game off the bench, will replace Taylor Coggy. One more for Kern. Free throw line to the right, and that one is good. So Waterford on the board, 2-1 Minster on top with 5:28 to play in her first quarter. Ivy Wolf with a pass ahead now for Damaris Wolf. Back over to Ivy over on the right side. Wolf out on the right side with it. We'll go cross court with a pass over here to the corner. Now Fisher fires it into the lane. Prenger drives down the lane, and we've got a blocking foul here on Waterford as Courtney Prenger will be going to the free throw line.
Todd, these Minster girls are not back on their heels. They are attacking. Very good start to the game for Minster.
So stepping up, it'll be Courtney Prenger to the line. Junior, second team All-Ohioan, 63% from the stripe. First one is up, and it is good. As a team, Minster 70% from the line. 3-1, Minster on top. So one more coming now for Prenger. Spins the ball in her hands, deep knee bend, and the free throw will be good. So Prenger gets them both. Minster now on top, 4-1. Megan Ball will race it quickly up the floor now for Waterford to Adams down to the corner along the baseline. Her pass out of the wing is tipped out of bounds by Minster, and it'll be Waterford Ball down here to our right as they look deep down to the left to the Wildcats of Waterford for head coach Jerry Close, who will signal in the inbounds play. And it'll be Haley Duff on the baseline looking to inbound. Does so here to Hannah Duff out here in the wing, and she'll just bring it back out. 3 minutes into our first quarter, and now Hannah Duff will have it out between the circles. Bounces it left with a pass to Rachel Adams out beyond the three-point line. Adams will bounce it out high now. Haley Duff right for Hannah Duff. Looked inside for Kern, not available. Now Duff will dribble top of the key, cross-court to Hannah Duff. Now back out here for Allie Kern. Kern works her way to the foul line. Ball poked away, gathers it, hands it off to Adams. Long possession here for Waterford as Adams looks to penetrate, ran into traffic, and it's stolen away by Courtney Prenger. Up the floor now to be Damaris Wolf for Minster. Quick pass down the floor off the fingertips of Falcon out of bounds. Tried to get something in transition, but the pass a little bit too far.
And it's interesting. I was expecting before the game for Waterford to be the one to push the pace, but Minster is not hesitating. They are getting an out quick outlet, keeping their head up and trying to find their teammates for those open fast break passes.
Janae Hoying has checked in for Minster, a 5'4 freshman. Out there on the floor, as sitting down will be Allie Fisher. Megan Ball bobbled it off her foot in the backcourt. Now we'll pick it up and dribble it into the front court. Now we'll go all the way right down the lane. Puts a shot up that's good, but a charging call is going to be against Megan Ball.
Really good job by Courtney Bringer. She was able to set her feet, drew the contact from Megan Ball, and a great job taking a charge there.
So that'll be the first foul on Ball. Couple of subs now for the Wildcats. It'll be Kendra Thien checking in for the first time, a 5'9 senior. And back into the lineup, Taylor Coggy. And we're going to get a Waterford sub as well. Emily Kern, a 5'6 junior, will also check into the lineup.
I feel like we're going to be seeing lots of upperclassmen involved in these games. These are teams who have developed themselves over the last couple years, and they feel comfortable with their upperclassmen taking care of business today.
Hannah Duff checks out of the lineup for Waterford. Minster basketball deep to our right. Jessica Falk along the baseline with 4:14 to play in the first quarter. Inbounds it. Right now it's a 4-1 lead. Minster. We've got a loose ball out near midcourt that'll be picked up by Waterford. Kern down to the right side for Allie Kern, who will knock down a three and tie the game.
No hesitation there. She got the ball squared up. Easy, quick shot.
Down the floor, it's Hoying for Minster. Bounces it out on top now for Ivy Wolf. Quickly double-teamed. Out to the foul line for Coggy. Back over here to the left. Three ball on the way, and that is good for Jessica Falk. Falk will bury the three, putting Minster back in front 7-4. Megan Ball races it up the floor now with 3:38 to play in the quarter. Kern weaves her way in through traffic. Got it on the rim. No good, but a blocking foul will go here against Minster and Janae Hoying. And that'll send Kern back to the free throw line.
Good attempt by Hoying to try and take the charge. But Kern is just so skilled athletically. She was able to shift her body in the air and avoid that charge call. Excellent job. Now she gets rewarded with two free throws.
Stepping up after splitting a pair a moment ago. Free throw for the senior is up and it is good. Right now she has scored all five of the Waterford points here in the first quarter. 17 points, 19 rebounds in their regional final win. Hard to do much better than that. Second free throw by Kern rattles in. Pulls Waterford within one. Minster on top 7-6 with 3.5 minutes to play here in quarter number one. Hoying in the backcourt will work it up the floor against Adams. Behind the back will bring it into the front court. It goes to Ivy Wolf over on the far side. Wolf now out in the right front court. We'll bring it left side here for Hoying. Hoying now tried to bounce it and ended up rolling out to the top of the key for Coggy, who then works it around to the right, and now it comes back over here for Hoying. She'll stop at the foul line, turns and hands it off for Thien. Cross-court pass deflected by Emily Kern. Picked up on the floor and then turned over as Adams stepped in front and stole it for Waterford.
Excellent hustle on both ends.
Now over on the far side, it'll be Haley Duff. Out on top for Adams, moves to her left. Waterford trails 7-6. Now it's Kern on top, driving. Emily Kern got to the glass, off mark with the shot. Thien grabs the rebound for Minster. Outlet now for Ivy Wolf, who will push it down the floor. That'll be caught by Coggy underneath and lays it in.
Again, Minster not afraid to try and push the ball, find those open teammates. Waterford needs to do a better job about getting back on defense.
And it's now 9-6 in favor of Minster, and a travel here as Emily Kern trying to get it into the front court, a little bit out of control, stumbled to the floor and traveled, and the ball's heading back over to Minster.
Emily trying to do a little bit too much. You can see Allie there trying to just reassure her, tell her to calm down, take care of the ball. We can't afford those type of turnovers in a game like this.
2:25 to play first quarter. Back into the lineup, Allie Fisher now for Minster. They also ran Damaris Wolf back into the lineup and Courtney Prenger. Here on the left-hand side, Fisher will go off into the corner for Falk. Back out on top, Wolf a three. It is no good. Allie Kern flies in and grabs the rebound. And now she'll push it up the left sideline here for Waterford. Trailing by three, Kern just blindly threw it over here. Found Emily Kern into a 16-footer on the right. Hits the rim. Rebound will be grabbed by Damaris Wolf. Less than 2 minutes to play in our first quarter. Wolf into the front court, hands it off to Hoying. Minster on top, 9-6. Pass into the right side. Will go off for Damaris Wolf with the left hand. Works out on top against Megan Ball. Now we'll back up the dribble, pick it up, give it off to Hoying over on the right. Hoying will look to move down the sideline, pulls up in the wing, hands it off to Prenger out there on the right side. Prenger will look to drive down the lane. Shot up and good up off the glass for Courtney Prenger.
Very finesse move for a bigger player and very impressive.
5-point lead now for Minster at 11-6. Rachel Adams in the backcourt, hounded here by Fisher, gets it into the front court and hands it off now for Kern. Allie up the floor to Adams, takes it to the baseline where she's double-teamed. Now she's left alone, just fires it from the baseline. It's an air ball rebounded by Hoying. Quick pass up the floor will be grabbed by Wolf. No, it won't. Passed her and out of bounds. And so for the second time in transition, Minster with a pass a little bit too long going out of bounds. We'll give it back over to Waterford.
I would really look for Waterford to try and get Megan Ball involved a little bit more right now. She's carrying the team with her vocal leadership, but she's just not getting a lot of touches down on the offensive end yet.
Right now, Allie Kern has all 6 points for Waterford, and Megan Ball trying to take it down the lane, turns it over. Allie Fisher comes away with the ball for the Wildcats of Minster. Now over on the right, Damaris Wolf. Fires it over here now, where it's grabbed by Fisher on the move into the lane. Went to hand it off to Pringer, and it ended up into the hands of Morgan Lang for Waterford. Now it'll be Hannah Duff quickly up the floor here. Duff will have it out between the circles now, and will call out the play with half a minute to go in the first quarter. Lang over in the left wing for Waterford. Out on top now for Kern. Lob down low, ball. Great catch, and lays it in.
Excellent high-low pass. When you do that high-low, there's no defense on the backside.
Ivy Wolf races it down the floor for Minster, and from behind got fouled. Boy, that didn't take long for Ivy Wolf to get down the floor. And free throws now for the freshman. Allie Kern collects her first foul. And Ivy Wolf will step up 89% from the free throw line this year. And it is up and rattles out, no good.
Broadcaster's jinx. She doesn't miss too many.
Haley Duff back in for Waterford. Ivy Wolf, a freshman, having a very fine first year for Minster.
Also has her mom sitting over there on the bench.
Second free throw is good. 12-8, now Minster on top. And Paige Toby is checked into the Minster lineup, and that's going to give Pringer an extra breather. And a little full-court pressure here again by Minster. Adams will take the inbounds in the backcourt. 14 seconds to play in the quarter. Adams will finally break the timeline. Up the left side, turns and hands it off to Duff. Duff will spin her way into the lane, and the ball will be out of bounds. A lot of contact there that they let go. And with 4.7 seconds to play in the quarter, Waterford will be inbounding on the baseline. It'll be Haley Duff on the baseline. Hits Allie Kern to the baseline. Runner up and off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Toby. And that'll do it for our first quarter of play. So one quarter in our Division IV semifinal in the books as we pause for these messages from your local station. Minster 12, Waterford 8. We'll return to Columbus after this. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Every week, Spectrum Sports is your home for high school basketball. With live and streaming games throughout the season. Expert analysis and in-depth discussion during high school blitz. And inspiring highlights and features on air and on Facebook. From the tip-off to the final buzzer and everything on the road to state, high school basketball lives here. The exclusive home of the OHSAA. Spectrum Sports. Exclusively on Spectrum.
Hey, there's my son.
Hey, Dad.
What's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Well, it's just sort of...
Hello, Dad.
Susan? Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and... maybe see some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Second quarter of our Division IV semifinal. Ready to get underway here. Minster on top by a score of 12-8 through our first quarter of action. And the Tigers will have it to start the second quarter. Down here in the corner, it'll be Allie Fisher. Works it out on top for Ivy Wolf. Over to the right now, it goes for Damaris Wolf. Her three on the way, no good. Rebound in the corner, and Adams just outran Fisher to get to the ball for Waterford. Lang will hand it off to Adams, and here comes Waterford back the other way, trailing by a score of 12-8. Hannah Duff over here in the right wing. Now on top it goes to Allie Kern, over to the left for Lang. Out beyond the three-point line, left wing. Lang now will look back out on top for Duff. Hannah with Fisher right in her grill will move it off to the right-hand side. Now to Adams, and stepping in front was Ivy Wolf with a steal. Takes it down to the right side of the rim, puts it up off the glass and in.
Was able to finish with that contact as well. Very impressive finish.
Six-point lead now for Minster at 14-8. It'll be Allie Kern down the left sideline to the corner now for Haley Duff. She'll come up the three-point line now, gets herself into the lane, puts a shot up and in. Haley Duff with her first two, and it's now 14-10 in favor of Minster.
And Minster gets that ball out of the net quick.
Pass over here to the near side will be grabbed by Ivy Wolf, drives the baseline, throws it out to Pringer, who will knock down a left elbow jump shot. And right now, Minster, they're playing very well. They've hit their first two shots here, so what, six for... about 10 from the field right now. Down along the baseline, it'll be Kern, double-teamed, manages to get out of it, but then threw it away. Ivy Wolf with another steal, but then throwing it back to her teammate. It went off her fingertips and out of bounds. And Megan Ball will come back in, and Kenzie Dietz for the first time for Waterford, a 5'4 senior into the Wildcat lineup.
And Minster doing an excellent job on that defensive end, just applying pressure, even if they don't get a steal, which they did that past time, but just getting deflections. A great job so far. Unfortunately, turned it over, gave it the ball back to Waterford for a possession here.
So right now, Minster at 60% shooting, 33% for Waterford at this stage of the game, as Haley Duff will lob it out to Megan Ball on the left wing. Down to the corner for Duff, head fake, drives into the lane. Nice move to the glass, but overshot the rim, and it'll be rebounded by Prenger for Minster. Outlet ahead for Ivy Wolf, ahead for Coggy, down the lane against Ball, put the shot up, no. Rebound tipped, now loose on the floor. Out of there with it was Wolf, who turned it hands to Hoying. And another possession here for Minster. And boy, what a first half by freshman Ivy Wolf thus far. She's got the ball in her hands and moves to her left off a screen. Down to the corner where Fisher will fire to the foul line for Prenger. Turns and puts a shot up over Ball, and it is good. And Courtney Prenger with 8 points right now.
She is such an impactful player. Freshman doing a great job complimenting her so far.
And Adams on a drive will spin one up off the glass that's no good. Tipped down to the corner. Run down there by Coggy. Here comes Minster back the other way. Allie Fisher will dribble down the left side of the lane and stops. Gives it off to Ivy Wolf. Lob inside. Coggy got free and put it up and in.
Excellent look.
And a 10-point lead. Minster timeout used by Waterford. 5:28 to play here in our second quarter. It is Minster on top of Waterford by a score of 20-10 as the Waterford Wildcats have to burn a timeout. Well, let's see if we can locate Jackie Winden somewhere walking around the Jerome Schottenstein Center. As you've been taking in this first half, Jackie, what have you seen thus far?
Well, Coach Close from Waterford talked earlier this week about Minster's ability to just get up and defend, really deny the entry and passes to the wing, and they'll really make you uncomfortable, and that is really what has played out here in the early going, is Minster has been able to force already 7 turnovers against Waterford.
Absolutely, Jackie. It's definitely been an up-tempo pace game, which going in, you would imagine that would favor Waterford because of the size that Minster has, but because of the pressure, they're just getting easy breaks and doing a great job on the defensive end.
Today's game is brought to you by Chocolate Milk. Fuel up with Chocolate Milk. Spectrum Sports, the home of Ohio High School Sports. The Ohio National Guard. It's time to learn what you are made of. And by Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine. When your child needs a hospital, everything matters. 20-10, Minster on a quick burst here, as they have outscored Waterford 8-2 to start this second quarter that still has 5:28 to go. Long way to go in this game for Waterford, but I venture to say in this 26-game win streak, haven't been many 10-point deficits that they've faced during this season. As Megan Ball will bring it up the floor now for Waterford. Hands it off now to Allie Kern over on the left. Bounces it to her right for Duff. Now Haley will give it off to Megan Ball here on the right side. Cross court, it goes to Kern. Spot up 12-footer out on the wing, and very calmly knocked that one down, and Allie Kern has 8. Long pass up the floor, be caught by Ivy Wolf here for Minster. Down towards the left baseline. Now we'll bring it back out on top for Janae Hoying. Hoying out between the circles. Now we'll cross over to her right. Down the right side against Adams. Hooks a pass to Coggy, whose foul line jumper is good. And they're knocking down shots right now.
And that was all Hoying, who just dribble penetrator, got her feet in the paint, and was able to find an open teammate.
Allie Kern will bring it up the floor ahead now for Adams. 4:39 to play here in the second quarter. And Minster leads by 10. Now out here it is Dietz between the circles, dribbling to her right. Pivots back to her left. Got into the lane with a right hand. Put a shot up a little strong off the back of the rim, but an offensive rebound grabbed by Haley Duff of Waterford. Now Duff will start the offense with a pass right for Adams, who fakes on a shot. Drove to the elbow and stopped. Brings it back out to Ball. Left for Dietz, down to the corner for Duff. Haley up the three-point line, circles to the foul line, hands to Ball. She'll make her way into the paint. Got a shot up off the glass, and it rolls in. Wow, there was a sea of arms, and Megan Ball got that one to go, and it's 22-14 Minster. Janae Hoying into the front court. Now we'll dribble off to her left. Hoying, another freshman out there for Minster. Hands it off now to Fisher, who will give it off to Ivy Wolf out between the circles. Guarded out here by Allie Kern. Now Wolf with the ball held above her head. Went to go off to Coggy. Pass was off the mark. Duff tipped it, grabbed there by Hoying, who then tossed it back to Coggy, and they'll try it again. Now dribbling right, Wolf got down the lane, shot swatted out of bounds by Megan Ball. It'll be Minster basketball to our left.
And even though she was blocked there, Ivy Wolf has done a great job just facilitating her offense. Coach Wisp in the media teleconference mentioned how he's been very impressed with how his freshmen have been playing so far, definitely showing their showcases today.
And Jessica Falk is back in, and Danielle Barhorst for the first time is in for Minster. And the inbounds will go to Hoying, caught it on the baseline, but missed a short one. Rebound and secured by Megan Ball as she was able to get it away from Prenger. Now Megan Ball quickly down the floor from behind, poked away, ended up into the hands of Barhorst. Now she'll back it off. Oh, she went to go to Prenger, who thought it was deflected, so she let it go out of bounds, and it turned out it was not. So it'll stay down here to our right now with Waterford and 3:20 to play here in our second quarter.
Looks like Megan Ball is a little winded out there with her hands on her hips. Hopefully she's able to fight through that.
Duff will inbound it quickly to Kern on the baseline. And she'll just turn and fire it from the baseline. Left it short. And Prenger will grab another rebound here for the Minster Wildcats. That'll be her fourth rebound of the first half. Hoying over on the right here for Minster, who leads by eight. Now over here to the left side, it comes for Fisher. Fisher, guarded there by Dietz, will spin back to her left, right into a double team now. Works it out on top to Falk, right for Hoying. There goes a three. It's off the rim. Rebound to the baseline, grabbed there by Fisher. Now a pass inside on the floor again is Haley Duff, creating a held ball that'll give it over to Waterford. And Duff just came out of nowhere, diving along the floor to create that held ball.
Yeah, great hustle by both teams. Both not afraid to get on the floor, get after it, force that jump ball, giving the possession back to Waterford.
Dietz will check out. Hannah Duff back in for Waterford. Coggy and Damaris Wolf are back in for Minster. And sitting down will be Prenger, Falk, and Hoying, which means they subbed another player out there as well. Either way, it'll be Waterford basketball. And Megan Ball will have it in the backcourt. 2:43 to play in the first half, and right now Minster with a 22-14 lead. It is Ball dribbling, got all the way to the glass, and again a little too strong as it crept off the rim. Rebound grabbed, and they're going to call a held ball here, and it'll go over to Minster. Boy, Megan Ball made a great acceleration to the basket, just couldn't get it to go in.
Yeah, she's had a couple of those where she's getting the shots that she wants to, but they're just not quite falling. She needs to take her time, pick out a spot, and you can see here Waterford pulling off their press a little bit.
Into the front court, Ivy Wolf here for Minster. They've got an 8-point lead. Out on top now, it'll be Allie Fisher. Comes back over here to Barhorst, out beyond a 3-point line. Dribbles to the foul line. Now back out on top for Coggy. Over to the right-hand side, it goes now for Wolf. Wolf into the wing now for Fisher. Fisher will look inside. Ball was tipped by Kern, but across the court and grabbed by Barhorst. So it stays here with Minster. Now on the left side, it'll be Ivy Wolf out beyond a 3-point line. Cross court it goes. Allie Fisher will try a three, and it's good. First triple of the game for Fisher, 26th of the season, and it is now a 11-point lead.
And she wanted that. She was calling for the ball on the weak side. She got that skip pass, was able to knock it down.
And a pass down the floor is too far for Duff, intercepted by Minster. And Minster now with 1:43 to play in the first half and an 11-point advantage. Over on the far side, it'll be Ivy Wolf. And she'll back herself up now here between the circles. Back over to the right-hand side for Damaris Wolf. Back here to the left now for Fisher. Fisher out on the left point, backs her way towards the foul line, hands it off now for Wolf. Ivy will work her way to the right, backs into the paint and stops. Left hands a pass over here to Fisher. Fisher now will look to spin. Gets to the foul line, try to force a pass in there, loose on the floor. It'll be Allie Kern picking it up, pushing it forward to Megan Ball, who had to take it away from Wolf. Now it's Allie Kern taking it to the glass, dumps it down low, and laying it in, Haley Duff.
She did an excellent job keeping her eyes up. She would have gotten a charge if she would have tried to take that herself. Found a wide-open teammate for an easy bucket.
And less than a minute to play now in the second quarter. Ivy Wolf drives with a left hand, put it up. No, rebound tipped around and finally grabbed by Waterford, and a foul. Adams grabbed the rebound. The foul on Ivy Wolf with 49 seconds to play in the first half. It'll be Waterford inbounding.
We'll be interested to see here with 49 seconds left if Waterford tries to hold for that last shot and show that patience, or if they want to try and continue to push the ball like the way the flow of the game has been going.
Morgan Lang comes back for Waterford, and Haley Duff will check out. A host of substitutions here for Minster. And so it'll be Adams facing full court pressure here in the backcourt for Waterford, trailing 25-16. They would love to add one more here before halftime as Megan Ball dribbles into the front court, fires it over here now to Rachel Adams. 40 seconds to play, first half. Pass will go to the left side for Hannah Duff. Hannah now out on top for Lang. Over here for Allie Kern. Down to the corner for Adams. Into a three. It is no good. Rebound into the hands now of Duff. Backs it back out now for Kern. Kern bounces it back over to Hannah Duff. Works her way into the paint and stops. Back out to Adams. Adams to the foul line stops. Gives it off now for Kern with 19 seconds to go in the half. Now out on top, it'll be Ball. Moves it left for Hannah Duff. Right back to Ball. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Ball will look to drive. Went to force a shot that was deflected away by Damaris Wolf. Now Ivy Wolf up the floor for Falk. Falk into the paint with 3 seconds. Shot blocked by Allie Kern, who grabbed the rebound. She'll let it fly. No, she didn't get it off in time near midcourt. And that'll end our first half of play. So it's number 4 Minster right now with a halftime lead of 25-16 over the number 1 team in the state, Waterford. Let's head it over to Jackie Winden.
Coach, your team is known for their defense, getting out, causing turnovers. You caused 9 first half turnovers, kind of kept Waterford off kilter there in the first half. Were you pleased with your performance?
Well, I think so far we've put a hand in it. We're playing them with a high hand, down on defense with a high hand, and we're forcing them to put the ball on the floor. Well, that creates issues, but we have had great backside rotation. 24 and 30 are real good players, you know. We have to do a great job, and we also can't let the support players get their feet set.
Coach, Waterford has been in this position before. I'm sure they're going to look to make some halftime adjustments. What do you inspire in your kids here in this halftime talk for, you know, 16 minutes of basketball still to be played?
We're not going to change what we do. Number one, we keep them in front. Number two, we put a hand in their face. And number three, we have to make sure that we rebound the Dickens out of the basketball.
Coach, thank you.
Halftime score here in our D4 semifinal right now. It is Minster leading Waterford 25-16. We'll pause for these messages from your local station. When we come back, we'll be joined by head coach Dave Kleeman from Ottoville. Right after this, you're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want to edge on your competition?
Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk that provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Only 0.5% of all high school student-athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Bill Hoskett, Ohio State basketball All-American, NBA champion, and Olympic gold medalist on sportsmanship.
Winning and losing can teach kids many lessons, but interscholastic athletics are truly about respecting your opponent, representing your school, and building the foundation for a lifetime of success. High school sports create memories that last a lifetime, and the member schools of the Ohio High School Athletic Association are committed to following a high set of standards. Whether it's on the court or in the stands, we can all do our part to respect the game.
A message from the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Brad Paisley, Weekend Warrior World Tour. Today, April 5th, Schottenstein Center.
One big country nation.
With special guests, Dustin Lynch.
I'm seeing red.
Chase Bryant and Lindsay L. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Second Division 4 state semifinal is at halftime, and right now it's Minster over Waterford by a score of 25-16. earlier today in the first semifinal. It was Ottoville over Buckeye Central by a final score of 44-25. And joining us now, head coach Dave Kleeman. Coach, congratulations on getting your team back to a state championship game. I know it's been a while for this Ottoville community to finally get back here into this game. Your team trailed 5-0 today, but then you were able to just come right out, get settled down, ended up leading 12-7 by the end of the first quarter. And I know coaches never say it's easy, but your ladies made it look easy here today.
Well, we pride ourselves on the defensive end of it, and Casey Knippen really set the tone there in the first quarter, got a couple steals, and we got some easier looks. We were just trying a little bit too hard to start the game out. But we've been, for the season, we really can make some defensive runs that we will shut people out for certain periods of time. We've had a game against a really quality opponent, Leipzig, and we held them scoreless the last 10 and a half minutes of the game to win by 12, and we were down by 2 at the time.
It was interesting, of the first 7 turnovers of the game that your team forced, 6 were steals, which is quickly leading to transition points the other way. Is that, when your defense is going well, is that what you're looking to accomplish?
Yes, we have, I call them the condors in the back, because you know when you when you put somebody like Bridget Landon in the back that can run down anything, and if they're throwing long passes against us, she will flag those down and she causes problems, so they try to avoid her and then they throw it and we play where we think they're going to throw it, and KC Knippen was right there. Yeah. She was exactly in the right spot, right time.
You mentioned Bridget Landon. She was steady throughout, ended up with another double-double, which is what her average is. She had 21 points and 11 rebounds. But what is unique about her game at 6 feet tall, and I swear she looks bigger than 6 feet out there running around on the floor, is you can play her anywhere, out on the perimeter, down in the low post, both offensively and defensively. She is very valuable for you.
Yes. As a freshman, she was our starting point guard on the varsity team. And we had a very young team, and she played point for us. And then we had some guards coming in after that. But we'll play her whatever spot we can, wherever we have an advantage. Not unlike today when they tried to put number 3 on her. Defensively, we just posted her up and she couldn't handle her inside.
So the last time your team played in a state title game was all the way back in 2005. You're going to be playing for one on Saturday. And one of these two teams, Minster or Waterford, what was your impressions of the first half of this one?
We know Minster fairly well because we play them during the season. They beat us by 1 in the regular season. Very similar to what we do. Very intense defensively. Hard to reverse the ball against each other. And I don't know that Waterford has enough firepower to play with Minster, because Minster's like us. Now, Bridget had 21, but we had a bunch of other people score 4, 5, 6, right, 8 points. And we're very unselfish with the ball. We average 14, 15 assists for the year. Typical game, we had a regional game where we had 15 assists and nobody had more than 3. So we shared the ball. We share the ball a lot, and there's typically a lot of times Bridget doesn't get a lot of shots up because everybody else are getting open looks.
It's a good problem to have, Coach.
Absolutely.
A lot of talented players on your team, and we'll look forward to watching them play in the title game on Saturday. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's head coach Dave Kleeman from the Ottoville Lady Green. They will take on the winner of Minster or Waterford on Saturday morning. We'll pause for these messages from your local station. Right now, it is Minster on top 25-16. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want to edge on your competition? Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk. It provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Not only can the OHSAA's online fan guide help you get from here to the tournament game there, but it can also help you relive the sights and sounds of a great high school sporting event. The fan guide has driving directions to regional and state tournaments and ticket information, including several online ticketing options. If the game is out of town, a list of area hotels and restaurants is there too. After the game, the fan guide has apparel and OHSAA gear, official programs, DVDs, and photos. It's the OHSAA fan guide. Log on to OHSAA.org/fanguide today.
Journey. Def Leppard. 2018 Tour of the Year. Columbus, get ready.
Schoenstein Center, August 22nd. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. Rock music icons. Journey. Def Leppard. For VIP packages and more, visit JourneyMusic.com and DefLeppard.com.
Hi, I'm Will Trapp from Columbus Crew SC. Playing soccer for my high school team helped me reach my goal of playing in the MLS and included winning a state championship. That's a thrill I will never forget. But please remember that how we play the game is just as important as wins and losses. Sports can teach kids so many life lessons, and we all have a part to play in making this a positive experience that builds character. In the stands and on the field, let's all do our part to respect the game.
This message brought to you by the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
This broadcast is a presentation of the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network. Any commercial use, retransmission, or distribution without the express written consent of the OHSAA is strictly prohibited. The announcers, production staff, and distribution for this game selected by the OHSAA. For more information, visit the OHSAA Radio Network online at OHSAA.org. Halftime, Division IV semifinal, Minster on top of Waterford by a score of 25-16. And let's check in with Jackie Winden, who's got a little bit more here on Waterford as we get set to start this third quarter.
Well, Minster has the edge right now. This is not a Waterford team to be overlooked by any stretch of the imagination. They've had, the senior class has comes in with 106 career wins, including 26 consecutively. And this is a senior class that has appeared in the state tournament for their fourth consecutive year. So still 16 minutes of basketball to be played.
Absolutely, Jackie. And you can guarantee they're going to come out and play with as much effort as they possibly can, trying to get back to that state final game.
A couple of the numbers here in the first half of play for Minster right now. Their leading scorer with 8 points in the first half was Courtney Pringer, also grabbed three rebounds. They also got 8 points from Taylor Coggy. 8 points for Allie Kern to go with three rebounds for Waterford on their side. Waterford only 33% from the field, 50%, Kristen, for Minster in that first half.
And that's because of the quality looks that they're getting. They're getting easy transition, fast break buckets. Look for them to continue to do much the same here in the second half.
And Minster had an advantage, 14-8 on the rebounding. It'll be Waterford basketball going right to left to start this third quarter. Allie Kern gets a touch and hands it off to Megan Ball, penetrates to the foul line, backs it off now for Haley Duff, who moves down the right side of the lane, tried to go back out to Adams in the corner, went right past her and out of bounds. And a turnover against Waterford, and that's their 11th already on the day. I was right. It is 11.
Okay. Yeah, Minster's defense just really sticky, forcing Waterford into uncomfortable situations.
So over on the left-hand side, it'll be Minster, and a quick look right inside to Coggy. Had her shot blocked by Ball, but Coggy got it back, hands it off to Pringer, and an offensive foul as Haley Duff stepped in front of Pringer, and that'll be the first on Courtney Pringer, and we'll give the ball back over to Waterford.
Yeah, Minster fans are not a big fan of that call, but she's just such an athletically gifted student athlete, and when she goes up against somebody who might not be the quality size of athlete that she is, sometimes you just get those calls fouled on you.
So it'll be Waterford basketball. Haley Duff will walk it here into the front court. Bounces it off to the right-hand side for Allie Kern on top now for Adams. Adams out between the circles will go back over to Kern over in the right wing. Kern will work her way to the foul line. Tried to go down low for Ball, but it was tipped by Coggy. This will turn into a held ball, and it's going right back over to Minster. And you can see kind of the size and length of Minster right there. I'm sure 100 times Allie Kern makes that pass right to Megan Ball, but not today.
Yeah, just the size, exactly as you said, of Minster is just forcing her to make that pass much more difficult. Wasn't able to get it there that time.
Now the floor will be Ivy Wolf for Minster. We'll bring it back out for Fisher, and now cross-court it goes. And they work it down to the low baseline on the left. Pringer will back her way in, a little strong. Ball will turn and grab the rebound and quickly outlets it to Adams. Down the floor now to Allie Kern. She'll take it right to the glass, and it'll be tipped out of bounds by Minster as Kern, again, she had a hard tumble early in the game and just took a pretty good hit to the hardwood here after that play. It'll be Waterford ball.
It's going to take a lot to get her off the floor today, though.
6:41 to play here in our third quarter. Here is Duff out of the left wing. We'll hand it off now to Haley Duff, who brings it up the three-point line to Adams. Only three Waterford Wildcats were in the scorebook in the first half of play. Kern circles her way to the foul line. Jump shot is up off the rim. No good. Rebound grabbed by Prenger and hands it off now to Ivy Wolf. Wolf with a long pass ahead, and now they get Coggy down low. Shot up and good.
That effort by Coggy. She sprinted the floor so hard. She and Allie Kern were equal at half court, but she just busted her gut and was able to get that easy transition layup.
And a steal here. However, Allie Fisher had a toe out of bounds here on the sideline, or it would have been a layup going the other way for Coggy.
And just the effort level of Minster right now was really the difference maker in this game. They are just playing so hard.
Ball will inbound it to Kern. Catches down to the left-hand corner. Gives it back off now to Ball. Cross court, it will go to Adams. Adams beyond a three-point line, 2 minutes into our third quarter. Now it's Haley Duff here in the left wing, works her way to the foul line, passes over to Ball. She'll drive the baseline, lost it on the way up because she got hacked on the arm. And they'll say this will be two shots for Megan Ball. Ivy Wolf is going to get called for the foul. That'll be her second. And Megan Ball will head to the free throw line here for the Wildcats of Waterford. Ball, a first-team All-Ohioan, 14 points, 6 rebounds, over 4 assists per game. First time to the line today where she is a 76% free-throw shooter, and she'll connect on the first. Jessica Falk will replace Coggy in the lineup here for Minster. 5:52 to play in the third. 27-17, Minster with the lead. One more free throw is up, and it is good for Megan Ball to give her 6 points on the day. A little pressure here by Waterford in the backcourt. Here is Falk. Remains in the backcourt with it. Now we'll turn and hand it off to Ivy Wolf, who spins out of trouble and breaks the timeline and now fires a pass down the floor that went off the fingertips of Damaris Wolf out of bounds. But a good look. Wolf just couldn't quite hang on to it.
Yeah, you can see Courtney Pranger out there just motioning with her hands, telling her team to calm down. If we don't have something, to just take our time.
And it'll be Megan Ball taking the inbounds here for Waterford, who's going to try and just work their way back into this game, trailing here by 9. On the left-hand side, Hannah Duff out towards the top of the key, turns and gives it off to Allie Kern, now to Haley Duff in the right wing. Out on top again now for Ball against this Minster man-to-man defense. Kern catches and fires a three over here on the left off the mark. Rebound will be grabbed there by Duff on the weak side. Back out now, and Hannah Duff will have a shot to block, but a foul. So Allie Fisher will get called for the foul, and it was Haley Duff grabbing an offensive rebound, keeping the possession alive.
And she did an excellent job down underneath the basket, battling for position. That way when the ball ricocheted off the rim, she was able to cream it down, bring it out, able to make something happen for her team.
And Hannah Duff, 50% from the free throw line, will knock down the first one. This is a good way for Waterford to creep their way back into it. Clock stop, making free throws. Now trail 27-19. One more free throw for the 5'4 senior. Rim and glass fell off the rim, and it's rebounded here by Minster and Jessica Falk. She'll turn and hand it off now for Damaris Wolf, quickly ahead now, and a little wing jumper by Fisher is going to be missed, and Allie Kern will run down the rebound to the corner, pivots and gives it back over to Haley Duff, who bounces it ahead for Megan Ball. Megan with a pass down the right sideline to Adams, fakes, drives to the glass, laid it in. Nice take, Rachel Adams.
Really good ball fake. Got her defender up in the air, was able to drive right by her and get an easy bucket.
4:45 to play in the third. It's a 6-point game now in favor of Minster, and Coach Wiss will take a timeout. 4:40 to play in the third quarter. Minster 27 and Waterford at 21 here in quarter number 3. Well, what food wins with the best athletes in the state? How about the best pizza in the state? Jets. Good luck to all the players, coaches, and fans at this year's state championships. From Jets, the favorite pizza in Columbus and the official pizza partner of the OHSAA. Let's see if we can check in again with Jackie Winden. Jackie, a quick run here by Waterford, who trailed by as many as 11 points here in this second half. Now all of a sudden they've cut it down to a 6-point game.
Halftime, really no surprise that this is a team that has been in this position before, but they've been able to get some stops at the defensive end and then get out in transition to really stretch Minster out defensively, and a nice job of attacking the rim.
A little bit of a role reversal, just as you were talking about, Jackie, with Minster trying to look for the transition. Waterford, in turn, now has been doing that. You can see it's definitely brought them back into this game, now only trailing by 6.
4:40 to play here in the third, 27-21. Minster basketball. Janae Hoying has checked back into the Minster lineup. Jessica Falk on top to Hoying. Pass over to the left. Now it works inside to Prenger. Prenger will go cross court with a pass over here now for Wolf. Damaris Wolf back inside to Prenger on the low right block. Goes opposite. Three ball on the other side by Ivy Wolf. No good. Rebound. Loose. Whistle. Foul on who? Is it going to be on Waterford? It would appear yes.
Mm-hmm. Todd, just have to try and get this in right now. Prenger on those last two possessions. Threw the ball into her on the block. She made beautiful skip passes to her teammates. That is a very difficult pass to make at a high school level. She did it perfectly.
4:19 to play in the third. And inbounds finally taken by Janae Hoying, who did a great job of fighting for that basketball. Now Ivy Wolf out on top. Turns and hands it off now for Damaris Wolf. She'll turn and hand it to Hoying, who got dangerously out near midcourt. Dribbling out of some trouble, bounces it over to Ivy Wolf, who will penetrate foul line, throws one up off the rim, and boy, what a great take by Ivy Wolf. All of that, now a near turnover, and it is a turnover. Waterford, an inbound pass to Megan Ball, just didn't catch it cleanly and lost it out of bounds. So a quick bucket and a turnover.
Yeah, and you can see Ball pointing to her chest, like, my bad. She needs to be stronger with that ball. You can't make those type of careless turnovers in a game like this.
29-21, Minster. On top, and now a turnover here by Minster as Megan Ball challenged that inbounds to Prenger, and she couldn't handle it.
Definitely earned it back there.
Substitution will be Morgan Lang coming back in for Waterford. Haley Duff will check out. 29-21, Minster on top.
You can see Minster with a little bit of a token full court pressure. You see how aggressive they're going to be out of this. Looks like they'll back off just a little bit.
Now Megan Ball still in the backcourt for Waterford. Ball will bring it into the front court. Poked away by Wolf. Grabbed again by Ball, who went to hand it off to Kern. It went off her leg. She had to track it down near midcourt. Down the sideline, and now Ball tipped out of bounds. Boy, the pressure that Minster is applying now is really giving Waterford some problems. You got Allie Fisher and Taylor Coggy back into the lineup now for Minster.
And Coggy has been such a good compliment to Prenger throughout this whole game. Prenger obviously is going to be your focus, the second team All-Ohioan, but Coggy just does it all on both ends. It just gets after it, is really active hands, doing a great job for Minster.
Waterford basketball trailing by 8, 3:37 to play here in quarter number 3. Rachel Adams will come off to the left now for Allie Kern, out beyond the three-point line, faked right, drove left, right into the glass, and laid it in. Boy, she set that up very well with that jab step, and she's in double figures now with 10. 29-23, Minster on top. Division IV state semifinal, Ottoville won earlier today, and here's a takeaway by Morgan Lang for Waterford. And another opportunity now for these Wildcats to trim the lead down. Pass over here to the left. A wide open Allie Kern for three, and it's no good. And the rebound fought for will be tipped to the baseline, out of bounds, and they'll say it'll be Minster basketball.
Really good look for Waterford. You don't mind having your player of the year get a wide open shot like that. Just wasn't able to knock it out down this time, but continue to do that same ball movement to get those type of looks.
2:59 remaining third quarter. Minster in the backcourt facing pressure. Pass by Fisher will work its way up the floor now. Grabbed by Falk. Falk will take it down the right side of the lane to the baseline. Double teamed in the wing. Back out. Hoying will try a three. Rattled out. Rebound grabbed by Emily Kern on the baseline. Then she lost it, but Allie will run it down. Allie Kern up the floor now with the dribble. Hounded by two Wildcats there. Turns around into a double team. Got it off to Emily Kern. She'll drive into the lane. Dumped it down low for Lang. Couldn't hang on. Stolen there by Coggy. And then a tip out of bounds by Waterford.
And again, it was Coggy who was there just doing it on both ends of the floor. Active hands was able to get that steal. Waterford was able to tip it out of bounds and disrupt the fast break possibility. But Minster gets the ball back there.
Hannah Duff, Ivy Wolf, both back for their respective teams. Minster basketball to our left. 2:26 to play in the third. Ivy Wolf takes the inbounds, and now we'll work it up the floor. Long pass down the floor will be tipped but gathered, and then inside a shot up no good by Kendra Thien, but she got fouled. Well, that was another one where Ball was just kind of bouncing around but kept finding Minster hands.
Yeah, Rachel Adams a little bit of wrong place at the wrong time. I think she wasn't even guarding the girl who got fouled. So it's just wrong place, wrong time.
Second foul on Adams. Thien, a 73% shooter from the line. Free throw is up and it is good. And Minster's lead now 30-23. And one more free throw coming up. Minster making some substitutions as Prenger is going to come back into the lineup. Brianna Hart, a 5'4 senior, will check in for the first time for Waterford. 2:18 remaining here in the quarter.
What I've been impressed with so far is Coach Wiss is really good about making sure he gets Courtney Prenger the appropriate amount of breaks to keep her fresh and that she's so she is effective when she's out there on the floor.
Both free throws good by Thien. It is now an 8-point lead as Hart will bring the ball up the floor here for Waterford. Turns and hands it off now to Allie Kern. Circles her way to the foul line. Puts up a shot up off the glass. No. Rebound will be tipped towards the baseline. Grabbed there by Ivy Wolf. Now she'll race it up the floor with the dribble. Top of the key from behind. Megan Ball will deflect it out of bounds down the floor. And it'll still be Minster ball here to our right with 1:58 to go. And Minster still up by 8 points after Waterford had cut it down to 6. And on the baseline, Damaris Wolf will trigger here for the Minster Wildcats. Inbound right underneath the Ivy Wolf, but she missed it. Rebound, fought for in the corner, and Minster will keep it as Thien ended up running it down. Now here in the right wing, Damaris Wolf lobs it cross court to Ivy Wolf. She'll drive towards the baseline, right to the rim, put it up and in for Ivy Wolf, who's now got 7 points on the night.
You can tell that Minster practices those skip passes. They are on point, which allows their teammates to make effective moves or shots off of those skip passes.
Hart up the floor for Ball, lobs it down for Allie Kern, but somebody got a hand on it. It deflected over to Adams, and Waterford will keep the possession as Ball will fire it cross court here for Hart. Hart will make her way to the foul line. Comes back off Allie Kern, a three. It is off the rim. Rebound. It's loose, and Ivy Wolf will dribble out of there with it. That ball just seems to find Ivy Wolf all the time, and she's going to get bumped here by Megan Ball. Just picked up her third foul. That'll come with 1:11 to play here in the third quarter, and Minster on top by 10.
Yeah,
and,
Ball has to be very careful if she's not subbed out right now. It looks like they're going to leave her in. But she cannot get her fourth foul this early in the third quarter. There's a lot of basketball to be played, and they're still definitely within striking distance.
Paige Toby back for Minster. And Megan Ball is going to check out. Morgan Lang will replace her in the lineup. Minster basketball and a 10-point lead here in this Division IV semifinal. And the inbounds will go to Ivy Wolf over on the left wing, and she'll bring the ball back out with the dribble. Now Wolf goes back to her left, around a screen, down towards the corner, and makes her way along the baseline, kicks a pass out here. Damaris Wolf will knock down a three for Minster. And the Minster Wildcats with their largest lead of the game now at 13 points and a near turnover in the backcourt. Lang ended up with it. Duff now will race it across the timeline. Now it's Allie Kern all the way down to the left-hand corner. Back out on top, it'll go for Hannah Duff, hounded out here by Hoing. Now Duff will spin around, comes over here to Lang in the wing, 33 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now it's Haley Duff on a drive, bounced it off the foot of one of the Minster players, and then it went out of bounds off Waterford. It'll be Minster basketball.
What Waterford is having a little bit of trouble right now is they rely so heavily on Kern and Ball for their scoring, is that some of these supporting casts, although they've done it throughout the course of the year, it seems like they're a little hesitant right now. You have to work as an entire unit, and your entire team has to be ready to make those shots when you're open.
So Minster basketball with now 25 seconds to go. It'll be Ivy Wolf into the front court. Wolf will have it out between the circles, guarded out here by Hannah Duff. Pass over to the left side now for Coggy. Into the wing it goes to Damaris Wolf with 10. Out on top now for Hoing. Steps up, three-point line. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound is fought for. Grabbed by Toby, who missed a putback. Kern with two, with one, lets it go. Nope, she fired it down the floor. And that'll do it through three quarters of play. 8 minutes to go in the game. One more quarter in our Division IV state semifinal as we pause for these messages from your local station. It is Minster 36, Waterford 23. Back to Columbus after this timeout as you're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
KidsLinked.com is a one-of-a-kind family resource for parents to find local kid-friendly activities, family events, cool deals, and fun things to do. KidsLinked publishes helpful print and online family resource guides, hosts their signature Kids Fest family festivals, as well as the Columbus Children's Festival in June and the Learning Rocks Education Expo each November. Check out KidsLinked.com for all the information parents need in one convenient place. That's KidsLinked.com.
Why do they officiate? For some, it's a way of staying involved in a sport they grew up with. For others, it's a way to pay it forward by helping kids who play today and tomorrow. It's also a great way to stay active, make extra money, and work with friends. And all of them will say it boils down to one thing, the love of the game. Find your reasons and log on to OHSAA.org to find out how to become an official. You'll be glad you did. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Fourth quarter about ready to go here at Value City Arena as the Waterford Wildcats are trailing here by a score of 36-23, their largest deficit of the day. They will start the fourth quarter with a basketball, but a quick turnover out on top, stolen away by Hoying. Now here on the right-hand side, Taylor Congy will go out on top for Ivy Wolf. Boy, again, just careless with the basketball was Waterford turning it over for the 16th time. Now Hoying will hand it off to Damaris Wolf. Back over here to the right for Ivy Wolf. Wolf will go top of the key, left side for Hoying. Hoying will try and go high post. It's finally grabbed there by Congy down to the corner where Hoying will knock down a jump shot from the baseline. And Janae Hoying's first two of the day will put Minster ahead by 15 points.
Doing a great job just taking high-quality shots. Waterford here with the end of the third quarter sat only shooting 32% from the field, where normally they are shooting 48%.
And Adams drove right into the lane, had her shot blocked by Pranger, and here comes Minster back the other way. And it'll be Ivy Wolf out on top. And right now, boy, after Waterford had cut it down to six, and you thought there might be some tense moments for Minster, they have opened it up to a 15-point game. Here is Hoying, fires a pass right. Now it goes inside. Congy down the right side of the lane, puts up a shot a little strong, and Allie Kern will tip the rebound to herself. That'll be rebound number six for Kern. Lang ahead for Ball. Megan out here in the left wing with it. Goes cross court now for Adams. Adams work at top of the key, back over here to the left for Haley Duff, drives to the foul line, hands it off to Kern, down the lane, lost it because she was fouled. So that'll be a foul against the Minster Wildcats. And that foul is going to go on Ivy Wolf, and that'll be her third. So it'll be Waterford to inbound, and on the baseline it'll be Allie Kern to do so. Wolf will check out after that third foul. 6.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball out here to Adams. Adams down to the corner for Kern. Kern, she'll come up the three-point line now. Out here to the left wing, lob down low for Megan Ball. Double team down low, kicks it back out to Adams. Adams out here on the left point, crosses over. Nice take into the lane, up off the window, no good. But she drew a foul. Free throws coming up for Rachel Adams as we allow our local stations to identify themselves here along the OHSAA radio network. First free throw by Rachel Adams is good. 6:13 to play in the fourth quarter. Minster leads Waterford 38-24.
Also for Minster,
Todd Bell, Kristen Rodi, Jackie Winden with you here courtside at the Jerome Schottenstein Center. And the Minster Wildcats, the fourth-ranked team here in the state, leading number one Waterford. Let's see what Waterford has left here in this fourth quarter. Adams' second free throw will fall in. 4 points now for Adams. And it'll be a 38-25 lead now for Minster as they've got possession of the basketball.
Looks like Waterford's coming out in a 1-2-1 full court press here.
They break it with relative ease, and the whistle you heard was a foul as Jessica Falk took a pass into the front court, got bumped by two Waterford Wildcats, and Allie Kern picks up her second foul. So it'll be Jessica Falk to inbound along the sideline here on the right. It'll come into the backcourt now and grabbed by Hoying. Today, Hoying into the front court to the right side of the floor with it. Hoying will bounce it inside now. Toby will pivot around against two Wildcats. Back to Hoying in the corner along the baseline. Skips it over there. Now out of the left wing, Allie Fisher's three hits the back of the rim. Kern tips the rebound to the corner. Well, she'll run it down for Waterford. Allie ahead now for Megan Ball. Ball with a quick push ahead now on the right side. Adams in the wing. Jump shot, rim, and glass. Rebound, fought four. We've got another tie-up. And the arrow is going to give it back over to Minster. And shots are just not falling right now for the Waterford Wildcats.
It's on what Minster has to be careful of here. We're still pretty early in this fourth quarter. You'd want to take high-quality shots, but you don't want to slow the ball down too much that you become stagnant on the offensive end. You want to continue to find open looks, but not be too slow with your offense.
Up the floor now. The pass again will hit Falk over the left side. Fisher right inside to Pringer. Shot up over top of ball is good. Strong, quick take by Courtney Pringer, and the junior now with 10 points, and the Minster lead is 15.
Textbook way to break a press. Advance the ball, reverse it up the sideline, get an easy layup.
Ball over on the right for Adams. Will dribble down towards the baseline. Puts a little runner up, no good, but she drew a foul. So Rachel Adams is going back to the line here for Waterford. And the foul will be called against Allie Fisher of Minster.
And Rachel Adams, the only junior starter on this Waterford squad. Honorable mention All-Ohio, and she's just a really solid player. Doesn't do a lot of flashy things, but is a great ball handler. Gets the ball to her teammates here as she makes this first free throw. But I've just been very impressed with her play. Might not get the accolades that some of her teammates do, but still a wonderful job today so far.
Just under 10 points a game for her average. Over two assists, over two steals. 71% free throw shooter, but she hits the front of the rim with this one. Kern tipped it, but it ended up in the hands of Ivy Wolf for Minster. 40-26, Minster on top. Out of the front court now, Wolf will turn and hand it off to Maris Wolf, right back to Ivy here in the right wing. Long skip pass to Fisher. Fisher now will lob it back over here to the right side for Ivy Wolf to Damaris. Wolf out on top. Back over here to Ivy in the right front court with 4:40 to play. Over on the far side to Fisher, lobs it right back to Wolf, and the Minster Wildcats right now playing a little game of keep away. Here on the right forecourt, it's Damaris Wolf. Pass down into the wing, and now it goes skip back over to Fisher. Back out on top to Ivy Wolf, and they'll reload.
It's taking their time. There's no rush here for them.
Now it'll be Ivy Wolf out near the center circle. We'll fire it back over to the left for Fisher. Fisher will just lob it over here to Damaris Wolf. Goes out to the foul line for Pringer. Tracks down a pass on the right side. Now a pass cross-court tip by Ball, but right into the hands of Ivy Wolf. We are approaching the midway point of the fourth quarter as Allie Kern is going to tip the ball and then was out of bounds while touching it. So the ball will stay to her right with Minster. It is 40-26, Minster on top. And Minster is going to call a full timeout here. 4:03 to play in the fourth quarter. Minster on top by a score of 40-26 here in this fourth quarter of play. Hospital Emergency Department treats over 45,000 sports-related eye injuries every year. More than half are suffered by players under 18. Eye protection can reduce the risk of eye injuries by at least 90%. Visit the Play Hard, Don't Blink website at playhardgear.com to learn more. I need like a flashing light on Jackie. Can we get a flashing light?
Her.
I never know where she is, but I want to talk to her. Jackie, we're here in the midway stages of this fourth quarter. You have to be impressed as a former guard yourself for the way Minster has taken care of the basketball here in this fourth quarter.
This is a team that, as you just mentioned, has been extremely impressive, I think, both inside and out, but that's just it. This is a team that, as Coach mentioned in the press conference earlier this week, just said he's really been pleased with how his team has matured all year, and I think that's the poise that they've been able to show from the very beginning. I mean, this team is one that looks like they've been on this stage before. They've done a nice job of taking care of the basketball and being aggressive once they've gotten past Waterford's defense.
Great point, Jackie. It does not look like Minster has not played in this setting before. These girls are coming out calm, cool, and collected, doing a great job on the defensive end and looking to push the ball when they can, but of late, definitely slowing it down, trying to work this lead.
14-point lead for Minster as we resume play at the midway point of our fourth quarter. And again, the Waterford Wildcats coming out with all kinds of pressure. They're going to force a turnover and then a foul. So Paige Toby is going to get called for the foul here for Minster. And that's going to be their seventh foul. So 1-1 here for Waterford with 3:54 to go.
Something we'll definitely have to keep an eye on, because with Waterford playing that type of defense, if they're able to to cause some disruption, it puts Minster in a difficult situation to potentially cause some fouls. And you don't want to foul with the clock stop when you're down. When you're up, excuse me.
Haley Duff to the line for a 1-1, 64% free throw shooter. Waterford 6 out of 8 from the foul line in the game will make the first one here. So one more coming for Duff. 40-27, Minster on top. Waterford going to try and get a free throw here and then start applying all kinds of pressure.
And what's so difficult when you're down by this and the other team slows it down, it's very tiring to play defense that long and that hard. So definitely look for fatigue to impact Waterford here shortly.
Both free throws good, and Minster breaks the pressure with a lob ahead to Maris Wolf. Cross-court Ivy Wolf over on the left. Ivy will be double team. We'll dribble out of it out here between the circles. 3:39 to play in the fourth quarter. Now a pass on top to Maris Wolf as Minster has a 12-point lead in the ball. Now it'll be Ivy Wolf out on top. Bumped around a little bit. Turns and hands it off to Damaris Wolf. Right back to Ivy Wolf. It is Duff and Ball out there. And now out on top, they'll pass it to Prenger, who comes right back to Ivy Wolf. And now Duff just reaches in and ties her up. Boy, give Hannah Duff a lot of credit. That is a very wily senior. As the freshman Wolf was looking to her coach for a play call, Duff just reached in and tied her up.
Yeah, Ivy was definitely not expecting any defense to be that close, but Hannah Duff definitely taking advantage of the lack of attention that was paid by Ivy Duff.
And that'll give Waterford the basketball back, trailing here by 12 points. Now over on the right-hand side, Duff will hand it off to Megan Ball. She'll penetrate towards the baseline, got to the glass. Prenger sent it right back at her, and it's rebounded by Fisher down in the corner for Minster. And now Wolf will get it ahead for Fisher, and now for Damaris Wolf ahead for Prenger. Prenger will take it down to the baseline and threw it right out of bounds. Probably would rather her back that one out.
Yeah, you don't need that when you're up quite this much. Just you advance the ball, you beat the pressure, just pull it out, continue to work some clock.
So 2:57 remaining in the fourth quarter. Waterford down 12. They got to make something happen very quickly here. They have held Minster scoreless over the last two-plus minutes, but they've been unable to really cut into this lead. Adams over here to Ball. Ball will dribble down towards the left baseline and lost it on the way up. Got it back. Had a shot blocked. They'll call a held ball this time on a blocked shot, and it'll give it right back over to Minster as a couple of Wildcats just stood their ground.
Very interesting to see the different styles of play that Allie Kern and Megan Ball have. Megan is definitely more of a driver, takes some more of those difficult, awkward-looking shots, whereas Allie is more of an outside perimeter shooter. Just different styles of play, but still both very good players.
So Minster will have the basketball and a 12-point lead as we are down to 2:38 to play in the game. Here in the backcourt, Ivy Wolf with a long pass down the floor now. Prenger caught it, muscles her way to the basket, missed it, rebound, out of bounds. Staying to our right with Minster.
And again, not a bad shot by Prenger, but when you're up this much, unless it's a wide open layup, why not just pull it back out? Don't even have to worry about the turnover there or a potential missed shot.
Out on top, Jessica Falk will have it. Being harassed, ball's out of bounds, last touch by Adams. We give Waterford credit. They are all over the basketball right now, but they just cannot come away with a steal. Still trailing by 12. It'll be Minster Ball here with the lead. And the inbounds will come in the backcourt now to Ivy Wolf. Wolf will lob it over here to the right-hand side for Janae Hoying. Hoying will turn and hand it off to Ivy Wolf. Lobs on top now for Damaris Wolf to Hoying. Now over here to Wolf. And back over there to Damaris Wolf. And now just three players out on top playing catch. And doing a great job of keeping it away from Waterford, who's only committed four fouls here in this second half. Now they find Prenger down low on the right, got a good head fake, and then Megan Ball fouled her.
Great patience there by Minster. They just continue to work the ball. Waterford is making it difficult for them because they're throwing double teams, but when you throw a double team at somebody, somebody else is going to be wide open, and they're doing a good job about finding the wide open person and not committing a turnover.
And Courtney Prenger to the free throw line. 2 for 2 today. Free throw up. Hits off the back of the rim. Interesting rotation on the basketball on that free throw by Prenger. One more free throw coming up for the second team All-Ohioan and a junior. Spins the ball a couple times in her hands. Free throw up and rolls in. So 11 points now on the day for Prenger, who also has 5 rebounds. And a ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay Waterford possession, but they trail by 13 points with 1:48 to go.
And Minster not backing off on defense. They want to continue to make things hard for Waterford.
Rachel Adams will drive it down the floor. Got all the way to the baseline. Kicks it to Kern in the corner. Good look at a three, and it's good for Allie Kern. So a timeout called. Allie Kern now with 13 points. And with 1:38 to play in the game, it is Minster 41 and Waterford 31. Sports, the OHSAA and Ohio Athletic Trainers Association reminds coaches, officials, and parents that when student-athletes show symptoms of a concussion, they must be removed from participation for the remainder of the day and cannot return until cleared by a doctor or licensed athletic trainer. Learn the symptoms of a concussion by logging on to the sports medicine page at OHSAA.org for more information. Well, a 10-point game right now for Minster. 41-31 with 1:38 to play here in the game. It's been since 2010 since Minster had been here to the state Final Four, and since 2004 since they played in a state championship game. They've won two titles in 98 and 04. And Kristen, they are a minute 38 of just taking care of the basketball from playing Ottoville on Saturday morning.
Yeah, and they've already beat Ottoville once by 1 point in the regular season. So if we do end up seeing that matchup, which unless we have a drastic change of events, it looks like we will tomorrow. It's going to be a great game.
That was a 55-54 final back beyond the midway point of the season. And we get a quick foul here in the backcourt again. That's only now five fouls against Waterford, so they've got to commit a couple more if they're going to send Minster to the free throw line for the bonus.
Here, if you're Minster girls, you just need to hang on to the ball. You know the foul is coming. Don't be careless with it and commit a turnover.
Jessica Falk will be inbounding over on the sideline in front of the Waterford bench quickly to Ivy Wolf, who got fouled again by Duff. So that'll be foul number six. I beg your pardon. That is now foul number seven. Scoreboard was slow in catching up, so now Ivy Wolf will go to the line for a 1-1.
At the line, Ivy Wolf.
Little tie of the shoelaces here for Wolf as she steps up. The 5'8 freshman's free throw is up and in. I have been very impressed with the play of Ivy Wolf.
Mm-hmm. All the freshmen on this Mr. team just do a great job taking care of the ball. They're a big impact.
Misses the second. Rebound grabbed by Waterford's Emily Kern, and now she'll bring it up the floor. Kern down the floor to Adams, all the way to the right corner. Back out now for Hannah Duff. 1:25 to go. Kern over here on the left. Jump shot on the way, no good. Rebound grabbed by Minster. Now long pass down the floor to Pringer. Pringer will take it right to the glass and lay it in with the right hand, and that should just about do it today for Minster. 44-31, and the Wildcat fans on the far side come to their feet. Megan Ball's layup attempt stripped out of her hands. Pass ahead now for Jessica Falk. One more time for Ivy Wolf, who didn't have it. Stumbles out, rolls the ball back, and Pringer will pick it up. And she'll quickly be fouled by Waterford.
It was a little bit of a jumbled play there. They did have a fast break, but they couldn't quite get it. Smart idea to just pull the ball back out. And then Pringer gets fouled and gets sent to the line.
It's a 1-1 for Courtney Pringer.
So Pringer to the free throw line, as she will shoot the 1-1. Free throw up and hits off the back iron. Rebounded by Allie Kern. 53 seconds to go in the game. Megan Ball down the floor with it. Top of the key, moves it right for Adams to the foul line. Puts a shot up off the glass that's no good. Rebounded by Janae Hoying for Minster. She'll be tagged by Megan Ball in the backcourt. And now with 41 seconds to go in the game, it is becoming evident for those over there on the Waterford side who are about to give Megan Ball a big round of applause. The first team All-Ohio senior has fouled out of today's game.
But what a career. You know, it's difficult to go out like this and not advance into the state championship game or win it, obviously, like they were wanting to do. But she's just had an excellent career and is just a high-quality person.
Long embrace with her head coach over there, Jerry Close. As to the free throw line, Janae Hoying here on the right-hand side will shoot the first of a 1-1, and it is up and it is good. And Minster has been doing some substituting as well over here.
Also in for Minster, number 5, Courtney Kearns.
And checking out is going to be Allie Kern. As she will come out for the final time, the Division IV Player of the Year. As the career for a couple of these longtime seniors here for Waterford coming to a close here today. Second free throw by Hoying is good. And Minster will make another substitution. We'll try and get you all the players on the floor here in a moment. 41 seconds to go. Minster is on top now, 46-31. It'll be Emily Kern to bring the ball up the floor here for Waterford. Down to Adams in the corner. Her three is going to be no good. Barhorst will grab the rebound here for Minster. Minster now up the floor here. It'll come. And a turnover. A steal here by Hart. Hart will bring it up the floor now for Waterford. She'll go off to the right side where Emily Kern will try a three that is no good. Rebound fought for Minster. Kendra Thien turns and hands it off now to Carly Richard. And with 10 seconds to go, Minster's going to be able to dribble this out. The Minster Wildcats are going to advance to Saturday's Division IV State Championship game. Time expires and the game is over. Minster victorious today by the final score of 46-31. An impressive effort today out of the Wildcats, who led at the end of the first quarter 12-8, and Kristen just kept extending that lead. They got challenged. It was 27-21 early in the third quarter, but they took control after that and never looked back.
Yeah, Waterford, you knew they were not going to give up, even though they were down at that halftime. Continued to fight and chip away, but Minster was just too strong today. Had a great all-around effort by all of their girls, and you can guarantee Coach Wiss is proud of his girls' effort today.
Tough loss for Waterford. Tough season. They lost their first game of the season and their last game of the season. They finished their year at 26-2, and Minster will advance with a record of 25-3. And this ovation you're about to hear is the Waterford fans saluting their players as they will come off the floor.
It's an interesting, you can see here, Jerry Close taking an extended time to just congratulate Coach Wiss and the two gentlemen standing there at half court having a wonderful conversation. Obviously, great mutual respect for each other.
And Jackie Winded is standing by as she has got Taylor Conde over here on the side.
Thanks, Todd. Yes, I do. And Taylor, congratulations on the win. What does this mean to you and your teammates?
This means the world, you know, everything. Obviously, we're not done, but we're one step closer to what we've been dreaming for, what we've been working for me, for 4 years, and the rest of the girls just as along with that.
Nice. Well, what a great way to go out. Congratulations on the win today, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
10 points, 3 rebounds today for Taylor in 15 minutes of action as Minster a winner today by a final score of 46-31. Back over to Jackie.
Thanks, Todd. Yeah, Coach, you're known for your defense and your length, and you guys really set the tone early at the defensive end of the floor, and your team looked poised from the tip to the end of the game. You've got to be pleased with your team's performance.
Oh, absolutely. I think we actually made a really good three-point shooting team a one-dimensional penetrate to the rim team. We did not honestly give them many looks from the arc that were kickouts, standstills, on transition or anything. Like I told you at halftime, hand in the face, stay down on D. And I thought we rebounded really well. They got something started. They made two or three buckets in a row on that end of the floor. But we answered on this end, I think, with a Damaris Wolf three-pointer on that side. And our ball handling handled their pressure.
Now, Coach, maybe an unfair question because it's only been about a minute, but looking ahead to Saturday, you see an opponent that you've already seen this year and were able to knock off by 1 point. Trying to switch gears and already look ahead to that game on Saturday, what are the expectations in the matchup?
Minster has played Otterville for many years now in the league, and even in the regional tournament we went north. Nothing but respect for Otterville and Dave Klayman and how he handles his program. And I know there's some seniors on Otterville that walked out of Minster's gym. The parents walked out of Minster's gym on a Saturday in January, said, "We want to see you again." And there was only one game where that again was going to happen. And on both sides, it's two really good programs. that have been built by Dave and by Nance Techschulte, our assistant coach right now. And I'm pleased as ever to be a part of this.
Nice. Well, congratulations, Coach. I was able to talk to a couple of your baseball players, and they said they're absolutely fine with you not coming to practice for a couple more days to win a state championship.
Saturday scrimmage is canceled.
There you go. Congratulations, Coach. We'll see you.
Breaking news out of Minster. No baseball scrimmage on Saturday. The defense of Minster today held Waterford with one made field goal in the final 11 minutes and 24 seconds of this game here today, and they will advance with a 46-31 final. We'll take a timeout, and Kristen and I will start our postgame show. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up on Hang of Freedom, ride the American road. And we'll
the American spirit.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want to edge on your competition?
Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk. It provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Not only can the OHSAA's online fan guide help you get from here to the tournament game there, but it can also help you relive the sights and sounds of a great high school sporting event. The fan guide has driving directions to regional and state tournaments and ticket information, including several online ticketing options. If the game is out of town, a list of area hotels and restaurants is there too. After the game, the fan guide has apparel and OHSAA gear, official programs, DVDs, and photos. It's the OHSAA fan guide. Log on to OHSAA.org/fan guide today.
Get state tournament photos, programs, DVDs, and more at OHSAA.org/fanguide.
Final score on our second Division IV semifinal, Minster over Waterford, 46-31. Todd Bell and Kristen Roni here courtside at Value City Arena as they are cleaning it out, getting ready for the Division III semifinals that will come your way later tonight. Final numbers first off for Waterford today and their starters. They were led by the Division IV Player of the Year, Allie Kern, who finished with 13 points and 8 rebounds. She played all but that last minute of action, also collected a couple of assists on the day. 6 points for Haley Duff to go with 2 rebounds in 24 minutes. Megan Ball had 6 points, 2 rebounds in 28 minutes of play. Rachel Adams, 5 points, a couple of rebounds, 2 assists in 32 minutes. And Hannah Duff had 1.1 rebound in 20 minutes of play. The bench today did not contribute any points. Emily Kern, Kenzie Dietz, Brianna Hart, and Morgan Lang all played today for Waterford. Shot only 27% and just 1 of 8 in the fourth quarter of this one today. They hit just 2 of 9 from 3. They were 11 of 14 from the foul line. For the Minster Wildcats today and their starters, they were led by the 13-point performance of Courtney Prenger to go along with 5 rebounds in 23 minutes. Taylor Coggy had 10 points, 3 rebounds in 15 minutes. Ivy Wolf, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists today, and 3 steals in 27 minutes of action. Allie Fisher, 3 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals for her in 21 minutes of play. Off of their bench, Janae Hoying at 4 points, 4 rebounds in 17 minutes. 3 points for Jessica Falk, 2 rebounds in 15 minutes. And Kendra Thien at 2 points, 3 rebounds in 7 minutes. They also had Daniel Barhorst, Carly Richards, Paige Toby, and Reagan Webker, along with Courtney Erst, all play and did not score. 45% from the field today for Minster. They hit 3 of 10 from 3, and they were 9 of 13 from the foul line. The big advantage, Kristen, not only in the shooting percentage, but the rebounding, 32-17, and they only allowed 3 offensive rebounds, did Minster in that game today.
Yeah, it's obviously easy to win the rebounding battle when the other team only shoots 27%, but only allowing Waterford 3 offensive rebounds. They did a job on that end of the floor.
Minster outscored Waterford 9-3 on those second chance points here today. It was tight early, but it was towards the end of the first quarter Minster took over. And to me, looking at the teams on the floor, you could just kind of see the size, the length of what Minster had certainly gave Waterford some problems. I think that reflects in the shooting percentage and what Coach Weiss talked about with Jackie there in our post game was the fact that he made a good three-point shooting team, a penetrating team, and they weren't able to convert.
Absolutely. Coach obviously knows what he's talking about. He came in with a game plan and knew what he needed to do to put his girls in a position to be successful. He talked about in the teleconference that we had about how he takes scouting reports and really uses them for himself, and he was able to implement for his team today.
All right, we'll pause for these messages from your local station. When we come back, Kristen and I will take a look at what will be a state championship game between Minster and Ottoville. That's coming up after this. You're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Student athletes are unique, and so are their sports injuries. They need a level of expertise found only at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Our sports medicine experts offer something adult care providers can't, a complete understanding of the student athlete at 8 convenient locations across Central Ohio. To get your student athletes back in the game and keep them there, start by visiting nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine for more information. That's nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
There's people care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up off, hang of freedom, drive the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Every week, Spectrum Sports is your home for high school basketball. With live and streaming games throughout the season. Expert analysis and in-depth discussion during high school blitz. And inspiring highlights and features on air and on Facebook. From the tip-off to the final buzzer and everything on the road to state, high school basketball lives here. The exclusive home of the OHSAA. Spectrum Sports. Exclusively on Spectrum.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It'll be a Minster-Ottoville state championship game coming up on Saturday morning at 10:45. A couple of programs not very far from each other. Auglaize County for Minster and Putnam County, a couple of counties north for Ottoville. And Kristen, as you mentioned earlier, they played during the regular season, 55-54. The win went to Minster. And as Coach Weiss said, there were people on the way out saying, we will see you in that final game of the year. Well, they got it. Mm-hmm. So both squads. What's a matchup for you? I know mine. It's probably yours, too. What are you looking at for Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, it has to be. Bridget Landon from Ottoville, just the two-time first-team All-Ohioan, had a double-double again today. And then Courtney Pranger from Minster. Just what a job today. Taking her time when she's getting the ball inside, and just two quality athletes. It's going to be a fun show tomorrow.
Fine, you took mine too, but I can go to another one because I think my most impressive player today was Ivy Wolf for Minster, mm-hmm. and just being a freshman and what she was able to do. And you were really a big on Casey Knipkin in her defense for Ottoville earlier today. That also could be an interesting matchup if they end up on each other.
Yeah, and what is so interesting about that matchup is because it's at the guard position, right. They will have such an impact on the flow of the game and how they can get their teammates involved. Obviously, when you're an inside player, you have an impact on the game, but it's a little different than what you can have from the guard position.
Both teams play outstanding defense, limited two very good offensive teams to their lower point totals of the season. Mm-hmm. I imagine that's going to just be a defensive struggle on Saturday morning.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun game of basketball to watch. Just all the deflections. It'd be interesting if we actually had a rundown of that stat, like people keep in a practice setting, because both these teams, long, athletic, really going to get after each other.
27-2 Ottoville, 25-3 Minster will play for the state title Saturday morning 10:45 here at the Schottenstein Center. One final timeout. We'll come back and wrap things up for the afternoon session. Right after this, you're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get up, folks, hang the freedom, drive the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hi, I'm Ron Stokes, analyst for Ohio State basketball.
I'm Jim Lachey, analyst for Ohio State football.
Want an edge on your competition? Start by eating a balanced, nutrient-rich diet packed with protein, carbohydrates, and dairy.
And finish with a low-fat or fat-free chocolate milk. It provides 9 essential nutrients to replenish the fluids lost when you've given it your all.
You've trained, practiced, and played. Now fuel up with chocolate milk.
For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
American Dairy Association Mideast is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Fill up on OHSAA Twitter Bites by following at OHSAA Sports.
Well, Division 4 is in the books. Division 3 is coming up a little bit later on tonight. So you want to make sure you stay tuned right here on the OHSAA Radio Network, as we'll have all of the action coming up in Division 3. It'll be Scott Leo, Lori Bodnar, and Tony Resch, our trio of broadcasters, coming your way for the next session of basketball right here from the Jerome Schottenstein Center. Again, our final in this Division 4 semifinal, Minster 46 and Waterford 31. The next game in the Division 3 semifinals will have Versailles and Elyria Catholic. Our pregame will start at 5:40 with our tip coming at 6 o'clock. On behalf of OHSA Executive Director Dr. Dan Ross, Director of Communications Tim Street, and our engineer Aaron Cassidy, for producer Brent Ford, my partners today, Kristen Roni and Jackie Winden, this is Todd Bell congratulating Minster. They will take on Ottoville Saturday morning in the Division IV state championship game. The preceding broadcast has been a presentation of the OHSAA Radio Network, fueled by Chocolate.